am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you. Good evening and welcome to the show of the Dean, otherwise known as the Dean Show to all of you inferior scum. And now we progress. I would like to at this point introduce Thaddeus Penguin, who shall be present for the show. That's right, that was Thaddeus Penguin. And Thaddeus, how are you doing this week? That is awesome to know, Thaddeus. Now then, thank goodness, if you don't remember, last week we were in the igloo of Thaddeus for the least good place to be. That was not pleasant at all. Now, the second day if you don't know, I record on Friday and then finish it on Saturday, we did return to the temple, but being in the igloo and with no tea was not good. That's why I've got a huge cup of tea with me today. There, like that, then there. Now then, I think it's time that we begin with some stuff and some things. I'd just like to tell you, I hope you... Oh, well, not really tell you, but... Well, I'm just going to say some stuff. I hope you enjoyed last week's show, where we had our interview with the new artist on the scene there, the DJ Chav, and of course his song clearly going to be number one anytime. I'm just waiting for it to happen, skyrocket up those charts there, like that. And I put the song up on the feed, well, Thaddeus did, so you can get that. We've just given you a free single, and you got the album art and all that good stuff, so... We give you that for free. You should have been paying for that, you know? Free single. That's going to be number one, and you're going to have had it for free because you listened to The Show of the Dean. The Show of the... Anyway, we need to begin, I believe, with quiz. Now, last week, our quiz was... the question was asking you which game, and I described some stuff from the game, and you had to work out which PlayStation 1 game, the first of a series, this was. There were obvious clues, and it wasn't a difficult question. The winner, selected at random from our entries. Let's see, Thaddeus, please hand me the winner. Okay, now we have a major problem right away, in that this is a postcard. I would like to quote myself last week. Put answers on a postcard will be smitten. So when you have this answer on a postcard, let's see. Okay, this is actually from the show's production and feeds manager, Logiconner. Turns out Logiconner entered using a postcard, and with some horrible childlike writing, he did inform us that the correct answer is Crash Bandicoot. Now, Connor, you won, but you still need to be smitten. Well, I suppose you're right, Thaddeus. I didn't say I would smite the answerer of the question. I just said I would smite the answer if it was on a postcard. So, Connor, Logiconner, you will still receive your free new prize for answering the question correctly and for nicely addressing the postcard to the Dean at the Temple of the Dean. But you still need to have your answer smitten. Here we go. Well, there we go. We've just smitten your postcard answer. Now then, it's time to announce next week's quiz, I believe. The question is, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Once again, answers on a postcard will be destroyed! But please do email us your answers, thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com, or leave a comment on the this episode on the thedeanshow.blogspot.com. Or inject your answer into a rabbit and throw it at Thaddeus. I'm your night prowler when you turn out the lights. That's what I'm listening to right now. But nevertheless, that was a bit AC/DC for you. Let's progress. what was I doing? The quiz. So I had to pause for a second there to with some tea and the like. Anyway, issues with the tea. So I was doing the quiz, and the question: how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a wood could chuck wood? I want to talk about that. I didn't understand that for a long time. I don't even get that. I don't have no. When I hear that, I always think of Woody Woodpecker, and I don't think that's right. I think that's incorrect. So maybe just give us an answer, okay? We're looking for the answer. Go. I don't care anymore. Because I'm going to do Raw. Okay, Raw right now. Let's see if I can find my notes for the Raw. Okay. Thaddeus, please find my notes for me. Thank you, Thaddeus. Okay, here we go. Raw. Raw opens with Legacy in a cage. I'm a problem child, just running wild, I wrote down. Always finding the AC/DC more interesting than the Raw. Cody Rhodes was Will Wrestle. You just knew it was going to be Cody who's going to wrestle Batista in a cage, right here on Raw. And then some old man comes out for the woo and wants to fight Orton in the parking lot and calls him a punk. That's a big insult, isn't it, calling these kids punks there with the old man. Ric Flair, then he comes across as, I don't know if he's supposed to come across as a pathetic, washed-up has-been who should never come back, but he does. That's the image he's portraying. And then Batista destroys Cody Rhodes in the cage match, and it's time for our first... Okay? So there it was. Arg. Because Batista just destroyed... This Legacy aren't going to do it if they beat Batista keeps beating them. She is a whole lot of woman, a whole lot of woman, a whole lot of Rosie. I was obviously listening to that. And then we move on. Why is Jerry the King Lawler, the commentator, always a face, except when it comes to Matt Hardy and he heals up? I don't understand. Nevertheless, the match here is Hardy and the Regal, interesting combination, versus the Coulons, Carlito and Primo. Where is my The Kendrick story? What is going on? Where is the Kendrick? I don't understand why they're not doing my story. Every week, okay, recap time. Every week the Kendrick has a different partner. So he's like partners with Goldust, and then he joins the Hornswoggle, and then he's partners with Festus, and he has to join them. Now then he has to have a silly partner, so next week he has to have Hacksaw. The problem is every week he's supposed to fight the Coulons. I don't know why he fought Goldust and Hornswoggle with Festus. Every week Kendrick and a silly partner have to fight the Coulons, okay? Every week they fight the Coulons until they do that. Every week, and eventually he'll find the partner and they'll actually win, finally. And who will the partner be? I think the person, they need to get someone from Chikara, okay? So the Kendrick, he finds a partner, no one, you know, he's using all these guys, they're not working. Then he uses someone they've never even heard of, coming in from Chikara, and he wins. That would be awesome. I want loose ice creams in WWE. Just going to point that out. Who from Chikara would do well in this spot here? Let's see. They could bring in Colin again. But in fact, that would work quite well, actually. But nevertheless, we can call him sort of cocky heel gimmick. I think Morrison would be an awesome partner. But I do want someone from Chikara. I'm thinking... Let me think. What do you think, Thaddeus? Who should come in from Chikara? Well, there's a possibility of that. Wait. Chuck Taylor. How awesome would that be? Chuck Taylor needs to be there. Well, we don't want to ruin Jakara and Fist and all that, though. Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, someone in the crowd had a sign. It was amusingly upside down. Lol, sign flail. And then I wrote down, asterisk, size, asterisk. Matt Hardy used his cast, but hit Regal. Coulon's over. The problem is that, Matt Hardy's supposed to use the cast to go over every week. They're totally ignoring my story. And then, recap time. Every week, Matt Hardy hits the guy with the cast and wins. And the referee doesn't notice that he's doing this. And then, he does this every week, keeps winning until they eventually find out he was using the cast as a weapon and he wasn't really hurt and all that nonsense. And the Coulons don't need to go over. They should have been fighting the Kendricks team, and I also wanted Matt Hardy and Regal to win because I like Regal and would like him to get pushed. So they did everything wrong. Now then, apparently Vicky Guerrero now snorts like a pig. She also now shouts in Spanish. So she's Rey Mysterio, because she now suddenly shouts in Spanish, even though it was her husband who was Eddie Guerrero, and he was like Latino or something. She was not. He is not. She seems to think that she's either Rey Mysterio or possibly Jorge. And all of a sudden, she's now snorting like a pig, and arg, because we didn't need that. We didn't, you know, she was fine, and then Santino was calling her a pig and a hog pen match. We didn't need this suddenly to start happening. Now Kofi Kingston versus MVP US title match. This will be good. It was good. Michael Cole calls the wrestlers, not superstars, but applicants. Applicants, ladies and gentlemen, in this match. World Applicant Entertainment do the Bad Boy Boogie. Obviously, I'm still listening to AC/DC. Some nice pins and reversals in this match. Kofi, he puts his leg behind MVP, his arm around the back of his waist, and then rolls forward into, like, this completely awesome pin, and it was really, really the win. Playmaker reversed, Trouble in Paradise reversed, victory roll by Kofi, MVP reverses that into a pin, Kofi reverses that into a pin of his own, and we have a new United States champion following an awesome match. So this was good, and it was pleasing to the Dean. And Thaddeus agrees. Now then, let's see, the Santino and Vicky, something about this, can't read my writing. Ah, yes, Santino is going to fight Vicky. So Vicky, let's see, something about, yeah, this match consists of Santino throwing a bucket of very unpleasant stuff all over William Regal's face. And then Hardy and Regal beat him up, and Vicky pours another bucket all over him. Then we have Orton and Ric Flair brawl in the parking lot, and all over the arena. And old man, retired person Ric Flair, pensioner, should not be beating up Randy Orton and should not look this good against one of the top stars in the company. Flair does a figure four leg lock on the, you know, when you do like a slam on the announce table, you're actually landing hard on the table and possibly even going through it. So that makes sense. When you do a leg lock on a table, it's just the same as if you did it not on a table, Flair. But he does the leg lock. He strips the top of the table off. They get on there. Figure four leg lock. Legacy finally come out for the save. So it took three sort of fit young men to beat up a 60-year-old retired pensioner. After 5 minutes, Priceless finally managed to lock the cage door, and just as they finally get it locked, Batista runs out right on cue, and they run away. He is unable to climb the cage. Orton beats up Flair in a cage, RKO pants kick, and I wrote down, so what, Flair was the one who wanted the fight with Orton in the first place, and Batista is angry and looks like he's taken a bucket of steroids per minute. Now then, that's your Raw, and now it's time for a message from our sponsor, Thaddeus Edit.
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored by the National Association for Throwing Breadcrumbs Out of Your Second Story Window on a Sunny Day. I think that's something to do with feeding birds. Or poisoning worthless villagers. What do you think, Thaddeus?
Okay, that was a message from our new sponsor. We can never keep these sponsors for very long somehow. That's a message from our new sponsor, the National Association for Throwing Breadcrumbs Out of Your Window on a Sunny Day, where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other, and some sort of windowage. You know, Logicon got a new window? Anyway, let's move on. I believe I have some stuffs to talk about. Okay, I want to make sure that I've informed everyone. We, having just given you a free single, we are giving you more, okay? In the soon future, we will actually be giving you some sort of video supplement, as I've mentioned for the last 2 weeks. This week I will reveal that it's about just under 2 minutes, I believe, and that I am the narrator for the video, but it doesn't actually feature anyone from the show. Okay? So none of the characters in it are actually from this show. And don't forget, I have plans for 3 more video supplements by the end of the year. Go with that, okay? We will have these for you. And more. Stay tuned on the show. Now then, I have some stuff to talk about. Yeah. New segment will be possibly happening. I mean, it's possible that this has been edited in already this week and that you've heard it. It's also possible that it has not been and that it will start next week. I'm not sure. But we have the plans for Greg Watson's news. Because I don't do wrestling news because I generally can't be bothered to look it up. So Greg Watson will be making about a 2-minute audio segment each week for the news. He's our new news reporter. Like that. And he's better than Niall. Now then, what have we got to do? If you remember, I complained about the Scuzz and the fact that they didn't have AC/DC in their top 50 legendary rock bands, and I emailed them to complain and they didn't reply, but they then had a top 50 videos of 2009, and AC/DC, I'd never seen Anything Goes on TV before, but they put it, it's their newest single, Anything Goes, number 16. That gets the huzzah! Everyone, say it with me. Thaddeus, say it with me. Everyone, let's go. You ready? Huzzah! Okay. Okay, now then. We're also watching Kerrang! And they had, like, top bands of the thing. Rock bands or something. Biggest rock bands on the planet, that's it. Number 10, Akitika. Akitika. And they played Rock and Roll Train, I believe. Buenos tiempos. Everyone, once again, let's go. Huzzah! Last time, huzzah! That's the huzzah, if you didn't guess. Now then, so that was very good, and like that. Strangely, though, they had, like, number one was My Chemical Romance. Somehow Paramore were 6 and Metallica were 5. I'm not sure why all these bands are above AC/DC. Not really sure how that happened or how that could possibly happen. Now then, I want to talk a little bit about a possible guest. If you would like to be a guest on the Dean Show, what you have to do is just say, and we will make you a guest, and we'll have a little segment later in the show where we, not this week, but you know, towards the end, where we will talk to you, as has been done with guests in the past. Such as Peter Dawson, Logic Connor, and the Evan, though we have and well DJ Chav if you want to consider that he was sort of in the middle, and well Jorge was a full episode guest and Logic Connor's done that before too, so those are slightly different. You won't get that privilege, but we'll just have you on for about 10 minutes and you can talk about anything. Now then, we'll sort of interview you. Canadian Advertiser One, that's another guest we had, if I recall correctly. Now then, maybe not. I don't remember. I don't seem to remember that episode. So if I'm planning on having a guest. I've got 2 guests in mind for future episodes. So, yeah, I'm planning on maybe having a guest, possibly like in a week or two, and then maybe another guest sometime in like a month, maybe like around that time or like a month or two. So, week or two and month or two for the guestage. But if you want to be a guest, just email thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com. In fact, this is the time where I tell you how to spell Thaddeus, Thaddeus, and also how to email us and put in anything in the subject to enter our quiz, to be a guest, to give your thoughts on wrestling, to say what you like about the show, what you don't like, what we need to do, what we don't need to do, if you like Thaddeus, that you do like me, because you can't not like me, because I am the Dean. And this is how you give Thaddeus your thoughts, and if he considers that they are worthy to be passed along to the awesomeness, the almighty, the all-powerful, the greatest entity that can exist in our world, in this physical world in which we live, the Dean, then I might consider looking at them and maybe even reading them out on the show. Okay? If they're good enough. Now, I'll usually run through some plugs towards the end, but I do have to say that you can find the Dean making little pop-ups on other podcasts this week. On Smart Wrestling Fan, they did 2 versions of the show this week. which must have been sort of annoying for them to have to do. But on both of those versions, there is an email from the dean, and this is where I get into this. They mentioned, this is where they talked about Tommy Dreamer after my email, and they said the possibilities of him being a general manager, and then I started thinking, oh, if he's a general manager, we need to have Paul Heyman as his assistant, and it's going to be so awesome, because if he's the general manager, he had, did I just talk about this, like, during the, no, I didn't. He needs to have Tommy Dreamer as his, this is what you need to do. If Dreamer becomes general manager after he retires of ECW, first of all, it would only make sense that he has to try to bring back the old ECW, he has to try to go extreme, he has to have all these hardcore matches, he has to bring back all the originals, but they're not going to do that, I don't think. What they could at least do is have Paul Heyman as his assistant, but then again, they would doubly now be expected to do all those stuff. So I don't think they'll, but we'll see how that pans out, we'll just have to see. You can also find the Dean appearing on the most recent episode of A Wiggly World. If you read the show notes, it actually says letters from, and one of the people is the Dean, and my letter was there, so there you go. Yeah, so that's that. I don't think I really have anything to say, but if you want, I was on those shows, my letters are on those, my emails, so there you go. Because I do enjoy listening to other podcasts as well. If you don't know Wiggly World, that's hosted by the guy from Trapdoor, and he did thank us for using his music. So that's why. If you don't, we're going to end with some Trapdoor again this week. I think we'll go with Trap Rap. So if you like the rap, but since we just had DJ Chav last week, and if you like the rap and the chaviness, then you'll not like this. But there is some rap in it. It's just not what you. It's not your chavvy rap. It's good. So there you go. I believe I need to talk about Steven Seagal because I like him and he's full of the awesome. We had the Steven Seagal movie on I Promised a Review. It was called Out for a Kill. And this got me thinking. Steven Seagal's stuff is all the same. I mean, every movie that he makes, not only is he the same character in the same plot, doing the same stuff, but he's also the movies all have the same name. It's like Driven to Kill, Out for a Kill, Out for Justice. You know, they're all the same thing, which I always find quite, you know. And then others will have very generic names, like, you know, Exit Wounds, Above the Law, and all the, but they're all awesome. Steven Seagal, best actor ever. What do you think about that, Thaddeus? Ah. Yes, well, Thaddeus, obviously you're quite clearly wrong. Ah. Ah. No, how dare you bring that up, Thaddeus? That I was talking to a snowman last week. That is not the point. That he looked like a real person from a distance. I was in the snow. The Dean does not survive well in the snow, and I was, my powers were and abilities were drained, and I was unable to know that that was not a real person, and I didn't even have my glasses with me, Thaddeus. I wasn't wearing, I took them off to go out to search for my tea, snowman. I mean, it made sense, he was wearing a scarf. Wouldn't you be wearing a scarf if you were a, yeah, well, Thaddeus, maybe you wouldn't be wearing a scarf, because you're a penguin, but everyone else would be when they're in the igloo and places like that. You better be quiet or I'll smite you, Thaddeus. Okay. Yeah, so this movie, Out for a Kill. You know what? When you watch these, they're always really good, and then within like a minute, you've totally forgotten what they were about. I have no idea what this movie was about. Okay, so Thaddeus, please try to remind us. You watched, saw it before me. What was the movie about? Wow, Thaddeus. Yeah, I remember now. Okay. Out for a Kill. So he's like a, Steven Seagal is a professor, an archaeological professor, and he's bringing some stuff, and then there's like cocaine hidden inside it. So then he has to like not be doing that anymore, and his assistant is killed, and he wants to avenge their death, and he goes to like, they go to Paris, I think, and they go to like Bulgaria. And something about Chinese. Were they in China? Or there's like, were they in, wait, maybe they weren't in Paris. All these movies are the same, damn it. Something about Chinese cooking. Okay, now then. Yeah, because they had the worst Chinese actors ever. I think they just like wrote an ad in a newspaper, like wanted some fat Chinese people, because you have the table of bad guys, and there's this guy sitting around it talking to all his minions, and he was saying, you know, this professor, does he know anything that could interfere with our investigation? You know, and it was really bad. And then Steven Seagal would go to some places, do some investigations, kill some people. It seemed like he was going to there were some cops. There were two cops, the male cop and the female cop. They were really bad, and they were always like a day behind Seagal, and they were pretty much useless. But it did seem like he was going to like get into a relation with the female cop at one point, because he like appeared in her bedroom, but he didn't. Yeah, so these bad guys would sit around the table, and after he would go and take them all out, then there would be less of them at the table. So every time they have like 10 meetings throughout the show, the movie, and there are less and less bad guys at each time. So you take like one or two off, and every time the boss is just like, "We must do something about this professor. He is beginning to become a pain, and he's ruining our." You know, he would just go on like this, and then the next time there'd be less people, and he would just say, "Someone must do something about this professor. He is interfering with our business." And then there'd be less and less people. And every time... And then it got down to it was a huge table, and there was him and one guy sitting beside him at the table. And he said, "Someone must do something about this professor." And then the next time... yes, I know Thaddeus. Thaddeus is laughing in the corner of the room. This is quite funny. The next time, he was actually sitting at the huge table by himself, conducting a meeting, and he said, "Someone must do something about this professor, otherwise I will have to take action myself." And then he still just sat there, and Seagal had to come find him, and he said, "Oh, what a surprise," and like that. And some good action in the movie. Now, I must say, there was the one part where there was, like, wire fighting or something. He was fighting this guy in a room, and the guy was clearly, like, he was on wires quite clearly. He was, like, spinning around and, like, jumping or staying in the air for, like, a week. And, like, jumping around on the roof and walking up and climbing up walls and springing around like some sort of crazy thing. Clearly not. Now, why am I thinking of the Demon Headmaster now? That has nothing to do with this at all. Darn you, Thaddeus. Darn you to heck. Yeah, but I don't even understand why they thought it would be good to put in this crazy, like, bouncing around wire fighting or something. But, you know, what can you do? It's a good movie. More on Steven Seagal, very briefly. I was watching the Familia Hombre, is what I think they call it. The kids call it. The kids are evidently all Spanish. Familia Hombre, Family Guy. And in there, the one guy was watching a movie, and it was Steven Seagal, and he was, like, in... He looked like he was standing, like, a few meters away from, like, Thaddeus' igloo or something, but he was in that sort of place, and he was saying, like, "Oh, you guys, you come in here, you eat, you kill all our fish, well, now I'm gonna get you." And then there's a bunch of seals sitting around him in a circle, and then he starts doing these rapid hand movements and his Aikido, and, like, fighting with the seals. Oh, I heard that Seagal once acted in a movie as a spoof or a parody of himself. That's a bit strange. And I still haven't gotten his energy drink. But no, I've got to talk a little bit. Some AC/DC happened. If you remember last week, I said Flick of the Switch arrived. And it was the 14th album I purchased, and that's true. Problem is that what I didn't say is the 13th one still never arrived. And I got the email to say that they can't get it, and it's cancelled. So I had to buy it from somewhere else. And it's the 2-CD Collector's Edition live album, and it'll be arriving. It should be here by next week, before next week's show. It'll be in a couple of days. 2 to 5 days, they said. And that was yesterday. Now then, it could be here like tomorrow. I could be talking about this by the end of the show. So yeah. But more on the AC/DC. This is huge. This is amazing, okay? Converse, you know those shoes where you have like the Converse shoes? And then they have like the Chuck Taylors, okay? Now then, this is happening. AC/DC on these shoes here. And they're like Back in Black, I think Highway to Hell. I think that's supposed to be it for those about to rock, but I didn't see a picture of those. And there's also going to be the one I want, the Angus from TNT, Lock Up Your Daughters. I have a poster of this in the temple. If this was like a webcam shrew, I could point the webcam. You know what? I'm gonna take out my webcam. I'm gonna point it at the poster. But since this is an audio shrew and my webcam isn't even plugged in, you're not actually gonna see anything. But let's do that. Thaddeus, please find the webcam for me whilst we do this. Let's see, Thaddeus. I think it's if you go under there, in that the sh yeah, yeah, in there. Okay, he's got it. Now just pull it out. Try not to like break some stuff while you're doing. See, now you've got it caught on the Xbox controller. I don't even understand why those are together. And now we've got a headset. I've already got a headset, Thaddeus. I'm recording the shoe with a headset. I don't need multiple. Multiply, as they pluralize it there. No, that's actually a verb. Anyway, here we go. Yeah, that webcam is out. Take a little cap off. There we go. Now, I'm now pointing it at my Angus Lock Up Your Daughters AC/DC poster with the TNT and all that under the red. I'm gonna have that on some shoes, and it's gonna be awesome. Wow, that was a complete waste of tiempo. Una perdida del tiempo. And now we move on to our next segment. It's time for Miscellany Corner. Miscellany Corner. Everyone loves the Miscellany Corner. Thaddeus, hit the theme tune now. Welcome, everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Miscellany Corner. A minor incident this week on the corner of Mussolini. Thaddeus, tell us all about it. Go. Well, Thaddeus, that was awesome of you to tell us. Now I'm going to do the same in non-Thaddeus-ish. Essentially, what happened here is Mussolini set up a dictatorship. Now, we know Hitler set up a dictatorship. Lots of people have set up dictatorships. And what they do is they seize power in some way, or they come to power, they use political, tactical skill stuff, and they do it like that, and then they sort of become a dictator. But what Mussolini actually did was, whilst Prime Minister, because he was really just the Prime Minister, and then he came out and he actually said, after he's been Prime Minister for 3 years, or, well, it's two and a bit, he actually just said, "You know, everyone, I am going to set up a dictatorship." So he actually announced that he was going to set up a dictatorship, which I think is just silly that he would announce this, that he was gonna. He fails in so many ways. You don't announce that you're going to set up a dictatorship; you just do it. If the dean wanted, you know what? I should be like a dictator. I could set up a dictatorship. I could be like awesome and stuff. I can be the dictator of the Temple of the Dean. Well, I already am, but only I could actually officially be called a dictator. I would just do it. See, in a way, like I said, I already am. You know, I own this temple. I am the here with the thing. So I didn't come out and announce, you know, excuse me, everyone in the temple, Thaddeus, Falafel, if he's listening somewhere. I am now the dictator. I didn't do that. That would be silly. Silly Mussolini there, then, there, then, there, then, there. Okay, let's move on. Tis tempo for the ECW review, which I actually wrote down. My ECW notes consist of about four lines, which I wrote down 5 minutes before I started recording. Because I watched ECW just this morning, my memory didn't need jogged that much. First thing is Henry and Atlas. Yeah, this is quite interesting. Tony Atlas, who is sort of completely useless, he has a sleeveless shirt and with a tie, and he's a big. He used to be like Mr. USA or something like that. Now he's just sort of a bit crap. He'll like stand around the ring not doing anything at all. He tried to help Mark Henry to win right in front of the ref. I think this might be the second time week in a row he's done this right in front of the referee. He like tries to push Bourne off the apron or off the turnbuckle. And Bourne wins by DQ. Henry's annoyed, and then we get like a full minute of these guys talking to each other, and Henry's like, "You think I need you? I don't need you." And Atlas is like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to help. I'm sorry, man. I was just trying to help. You think I need you? Why do you think I need you? No wonder you got paid off. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I was just trying to help. Tony Atlas, I'm just trying to help. I don't need you. I was just trying to help." And like that, for like a minute. Interesting to see where that's going. Tony Atlas getting released, most likely. Oh yeah, that reminds me of some stuff. Just in case we don't have news yet. But if we do, that'll have been spliced in earlier. But Mr. Kennedy was... I need to comment on this at this point. Mr. Kennedy was actually released. So you remember last week I was saying, like, "Oh, Mr. Kennedy is back," and I was doing the Kennedy! Kennedy! And it was awesome, and I loved it, and he was back, and he's one of the few WWE wrestlers I like. He had one match, and released. Fired. I can't believe they did this. Apparently, some people said it was because he was on the drugs. Some people, a third strike and you're out. Some people said it was because he was injured again. Some people said it was because he did the hurt Randy Orton because he's not a very good wrestler or something, even though he is. You know what? I don't know, but that's the end of him. So back to ECW. Henry and Atlas has been covered. Yeah, the rest of the show. This should be called the Tommy Dreamer Show. I would enjoy that. Tommy Dreamer is in a match with Paul Burchill, and he wins with a DDT. But this, the problem is that this is an evenly fought match. They're trying to give Dreamer momentum and make him look important and good going into the pay-per-view. He should have just come in, DDT, Dreamer Driver, and it's over. Instead, when has he actually done the Dreamer Driver? Like, 10 years ago. He should, he's tried it like twice in the last 10 years and never hit it. Instead, Paul Burchill looked good. A fair fight here, an evenly fought match, and Dreamer had to make Burchill run into the steel ring post, and then hit a DDT for the win. He didn't dominate like he should have. Then he gets on the stick and talks about how he's awesome, and no, he doesn't. He just says thank you and goodbye to the fans, and then Swagger interferes, and Dreamer says that next week he will be the champion of ECW, and does and holds out his arms and does his ECW and all this, and yeah, where is Colin Delaney? Anyway, Chikara, we need him back in ECW, maybe. So yeah, Dreamer does this, and I think there were like two people who chanted ECW, and like a person cared, so that's good. During the main event, though, Dreamer runs out, and he didn't have a Singapore key, unfortunately, but this match was Christian versus Tyson Kidd from the Hart Dynasty. And Swagger came out for the interfere, and then he was sort of standing on the steps. Dreamer runs out, pushes him off the steps, and he lands beside the other Hart Dynasty guy, D.H. Smith. Dreamer on the apron, runs along the apron, cannonball! Does a cannonball off the apron, which is like you run, and then you like roll in the air onto these guys. Didn't think Dreamer could do that, but he did. It was awesome. Gets in the ring with Christian, heartfelt moment. They hold the title together, they're going to have the match, handshake, Dreamer DDT's Christian, and does his pose again, and it's awesome, and it's full of the win, and everyone was like, yay, woo, Dreamer, 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 ECW, 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 ECW. Actually, there were like two people who cared, and I was both of them. Ain't it a shame to be shot down in flames? I wrote that down because I was listening to some AC/DC and that shot down in flames whilst I made these notes before the show. And that's your their ECW. Now then, I think it's time, on a wrestling related note, the Chikara Wrestler of the Week! Okay, this week's Chikara Wrestler of the Week. It's a guy from the Chikara who is this week. Every week we pick a wrestler to be our Chikara Wrestler of the Week. Thaddeus, I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about who this week's will be. Okay? Let's go to the Chikara website and pick a guy from here. In fact, you know what, Thaddeus? You have just been unimportanted. Well, I'm going to pick one myself. Eddie Kingston. There you go. Forget it. Eddie Kingston is this week's Chikara Wrestler of the Week. Eddie Kingston, the King of Diamonds. The last of a dying breed. He would sort of come out now and he would like write. His gimmick is very strange. He would write like stuff on him in like. He was like lost or. It's sort of a little bit emo happening, but not. I've never seen a black emo in my life. His finisher is the. Well, one of them. He does the. He does like a death drop driver. Backdrop driver, sorry. But the one I like is the back fist to the future. That is what it's called, isn't it? Yeah, I always want to call it the spinning back fist of doom, but it's the back fist to the future. Spins, fist, from the back, and yeah, on. There you go, that was your Chikara Wrestler of the Week. Well, I ordered the March King of Trios DVDs, and they have not arrived, and I don't think they got the check. They didn't cash it. I think that this mail service hates me, but it looks like I'm not getting my Chikara. Also, I ordered an AC/DC t-shirt a month ago, 4th of May, a month ago. I've since sent them two emails as to asking where it is and why it has not arrived, and they did not reply, and I'm angry. The mail service dislikes me, maybe. What is with all the postmen in white vans? It doesn't matter. Let's talk about this. This week is officially National Throw Breadcrumbs Out of Your Window Week. Or day, or something. This relates to our sponsor, but this is happening, people. It is happening. Join the revolution. Go to your go upstairs to the second story of your room, building, house, place, stuff, mansion, and what you need to do is bring some bread up with you and break it up into little crumbs, little bread, little pieces, like if you're Hansel and Gretel making the trail, or if you're some sort of feeding ducks or something. Now, open the window slightly and just sort of throw them a little bit, hold them in your hand between your thumb and index finger and just pop them out the window like that. It has to be sunny for this to work. If it is not sunny, you will be smitten by the Dean. And now it's time, on that note, to progress to the smiting list. I love the theme tune, Thaddeus. You love the theme tune too, don't you? Yes, you do. Insert it now. And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the Smiting List. Prepare to be smitten. Well, what an awesome song, and let's begin with the Smiting List. This week's Smiting List was suggested to us, and I have it on my bookmarks, so I'm going to find it. It's a quote from Sony Pictures CEO on the value of the internet, courtesy of Boing Boing Gadgets. This person, let's see, where are we? Sony Pictures Entertainment Chief Executive Officer Michael Linton. Sounds like an important person. He said, I'm a guy who doesn't see anything good having come from the internet. Period. Well, I'm a guy who doesn't see anything good having come from Sony, period. What have you got, like, PlayStation 3? No, I mean, even if you have it and you like it, and I know people have it and like it and it's good, but it's still considered a general fear. What have you got, PSP? Does it? I know, like, I've seen, like, one person ever who actually has one of these. That was Evan. Does anyone actually have a PSP? Well, apparently, yes. And apparently they now have a new one, the PSP Go version or something. Crappy. We're getting to E3 in a minute. So, yeah. It's time to smite him. Thaddeus, what are we going to do? That's right, Thaddeus. I'm a-charging my smitometer! And now I'm a-firing my smiting laser. And there you go. Sony has been smitten. Just all of Sony gone. Now it's time for the thing. As we progress through the show, I'm going to talk about the game I got, the Bionic Commando, because I've played it now. Played this game. It was really, really good. You're like a guy. You can swing. you swing and then you shoot, and you can like grab things with your bionic arm with the wire and like throw them around, and you can grab people and like zip in and kick them and stuff, and it's awesome. And you're like, you can build. I spent ages going through systematically. Sometimes now you have to work out when, depending on where you are. Sometimes you can just real quick build momentum. It took me ages to work this out, but if you just go real quick with your momentum, zip through everywhere and get through an area really quickly. But at other times, you're gonna actually have to get through. You're gonna get shot by snipers, and you're gonna have to stop and kill them all, systematically and carefully. And you eventually get a sniper rifle yourself. You gotta fight these biomechs. They're hard because you've got to somehow get behind, zip behind them, and then zip into their back and drop kick them a couple times. Shooting them will have no effect. Biomechs there. Yeah, at the start you don't have your bionic arm and you're in jail because you're bionic and they take your arm away, and now you've got to go in and get your arm and help them and stuff. And it's really awesome actually, because as well as your missions and objectives, you've got little collectibles, and as you go along you find these little collectibles, and that's good. And you also get little challenges. So they'll set you little challenges. So at the start you care, and then toward you stop caring about challenges and collectibles, but they're there. You do a couple of them, and they're like, swing this thing, do these things, kill people using this. You do these little challenges, and then you clear them, and you get little rewards and achievements. Plus, you get new challenges and all these stuff you can do, and it's a really fun game. I also got Bionic Commando Rearmed, the arcade version. 400 points. Apparently, that's half price. It used to be 800. It was reduced or something temporarily. I got this and I was playing it, and this was pleasing to the Dean. And you, okay, everyone, go to the XBLA, Xbox Live Arcade. I'm not going to tell you all to buy the full game, but play the arcade game because it's quite cheap, it's a couple quid. Get it, do it, stuff things now. Really good. It's like a side scroller, and then sometimes it goes in like a 3D bit though, when you like have an attack from someone. You're like in a little map, and you go to little areas, and you do little stuff. You don't have to do them in order for some reason. And yeah, you side scroll, you zip onto things, you're like spinning up, you fight like a robot thing. Some interesting dialogue. The robot goes like beep 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 beep, and then you're just like, oh robot, I'm gonna kill you now. And then you like throw something at him and he die falls, and then you shoot him and he dies. If you just try shooting him, nothing will happen. You gotta throw something at him and then he dies. Once you shoot him, he falls, you shoot him, he dies. Now then, yeah, need to think of something to fill here. Need some filler. Let me think. Filler. Thaddeus, got any ideas? Yeah, no, Thaddeus, no. You know what, Thaddeus? I had some tea at the start, but it's done. Replenish the tea, please. Highway to Hell mug and all that, and bring me some food with it. Go. So yeah, filler. Let's see what we could fill with. Yeah, so you're like a bandicoot. You're like running around in a warp room, in like a room. There's like a guy coming up the middle. He's like Cortex. He's like his head. He's like, is he good? Is he bad? You're not really sure. You're doing some stuff. You're like running around in some places and some levels in like warp rooms, jumping on boxes. You get to the level with the bees, and then you get stuck, and I can never get past that. And there's a guy who goes like, ah, yeah. See, I surprised you there, didn't I? That was Crash Bandicoot Dos. Don't know what the subtitle was. You were expecting Crash Bandicoot Uno, as always, but no, surprised you. Speaking of games, let's talk about E3. If you don't know, this thing called E3 happened, and it was there. Now, I don't care about much that isn't the Xbox, but what I will give you, Sony announced the new PSP Go, and that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't care. Some good stuff happening though, some good games announced for the Xbox, such as Left 4 Dead Dos. Left Quattro Dead Dos. How awesome is this, Thaddeus? How awesome is this, Thaddeus? Yes, Thaddeus, it's completely awesome. You're like in the Left 4 Dead, you got like new maps, and this is gonna have all levels on Versus and Survival from the beginning, not having to get those afterwards. You're gonna have that. It's bigger than the first one. You're gonna have new zombie bosses, new stuff, things, and the like. And listen to this: when you run out of ammo, melee weapons. You can have the axe. You can be the axe man, and a bat, and a frying pan, a chainsaw, and it's full of the wind. My nose is blocked up. So there you go. Left quattro dead dose. Awesome. I'm just going to use like an axe the whole time now, spinning around with an axe instead of a machine gun. After that was announced for E3, let's see. Well, other games were announced and stuff. Crackdown 2 and... I don't think there's really anything too much important, but we do have this, and this is good. Project Natal. Natal or something like this. This is for all the 360. It's the new controller, which is you. Okay? It's motion sensitive. You are the controller. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But first, I need to sip this tea Thaddeus has kindly brought me just a moment ago. Okay, so you're having a... If you don't know, Thaddeus has a walkie-talkie, and I shout to him on that walkie-talkie whilst he's bringing me the tea. So there you go. Anyway, Project Natal is this new motion controller where you are the controller. It can recognise your movements, your facial expressions, and your voice. And you can have, move around, do stuff. They showed, like, a football game. You just kick the ball, and your player on screen kicks it. You can interact with... You can interact, like, some guy... You're, like, in a clothes game, and she says, take these clothes, and there's your little guy over there. So you, like, rip it from the screen and, like, plop it on your guy. You can talk with this guy. This is a guy, Milo, some sort of child pedophile or something. And Milo, you can talk to him, interact with him. He knows your deepest, darkest secrets. He's already in the house when he's phoning you. No, not quite. But Milo, and you can, like, move water around and do stuff. You can move through menus in the Xbox system. You can just, like, lie back on your couch or on your bed or something and wave your hand, and it cycles through the menus of the Xbox experience. This is so, so awesome. This is really good stuff here. And you have new games specifically for your avatar things, and you can, like, it's like the iToy, only not crap. There you go. And, like, hit the ball, do these stuff. Now, what I want to know is, will this work in every game? Because this is when I first heard of the iToy all that long years ago, and it was supposed to be revolutionary. I was so excited. The first thing I thought of is, I'm going to be like a bandicoot, I'm going to be like on an island, I'm going to be like spinning around. When I spin, Crash will spin, and I'll walk forward, I'll jump on boxes, and it's going to be so awesome. And then we just got like a picture of you waving your arms around, hitting things, and it was crap. This is what the iToy was supposed to be for me, I think. This is going to be awesome. If only there was a way I could go back and play my PS1 Crash Bandicoot game with this. And that would be so awesome. Other announcements included a free game for the Xbox Live Arcade, some sort of racing or something, some stuff. And this is interesting, social networking on the Xbox. You'll have your Facebook and your Twitter from your Xbox. Now, I have a Twitter which I never use because it's crap. I have Facebook which I enjoy using. And the show has a page on Facebook if you want to find it, the Dean Show. Group. Well, why would you have that? I don't understand why you need Facebook and Twitter on your Xbox, but apparently you can get it. You can also, for the musical fans, Last FM on your Xbox. It's there. New stuff is that the video store, apparently I think I heard no downloads, you just get it straight away, and you can have movies and buy them, and you Zune or something, and you don't need... the video store has been changed. You don't need Microsoft points where it's like a fairground and you need like 500 points but you've got to buy 10 quadrillion and then you got all these money spent and points left over. What you can do is you just pay with your money, credit card, and you've got to pay with a credit card for the points anyway, so I don't know why they had those points. And another thing is Sky. A deal has been made. Sky TV, you could actually watch Sky on your Xbox. This is so awesome. Though apparently I heard that they're stopping Xbox Originals. There will be one final release of that, and that the old Xbox games. So mostly you don't need all the old Xbox games on 360. So there you go. Now I'm gonna search onto interwebs onto Firefox. E39. I want to see if there's anything else I've missed that I haven't gone through. We're on e3insider.occam, typo, sorry, .com. Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Electronic Entertainment Expo 2000 and New Webby. Where are we? Microsoft, Nintendo, EA, Ubisoft. I wanted Elder Scrolls V to be announced, but it wasn't. Sony. Latest E3 news. Silent. Let's see. Batman. Okay. Castlevania. Lords of Shadow. That's a 360 Xbox Live Arcade or game or something. That's good. Trine headed to the XBLA, courtesy of Atlus. Let's have a look at that. I don't know what Trine is. Peter Molyneux named head of Microsoft Game Studios Europe. Darn it. Yeah. What else have we got from E3? I mean, they've got to be there. I remember I read some really good stuff that had happened on this. I don't know if this came out of E3, but I heard this and it sounds so awesome. I can't find it on this E3 page. I don't. There's like a million pages, 46 pages of news. This happened. This is so awesome. Lego Rock Band. I heard about this Lego Rock Band. How awesome is this? Unfortunately, all the songs in it are new and like pop and crap. No AC/DC, but Lego Rock Band. This is combining the and you're like using music to kill robots and stuff. This is the best thing ever. Yeah. The Wii never announces anything good. All they announce is like a new Mario game again. Speaking of which, I completed my Super Mario Land on the Game Boy Color again in one day. I had no lives going into the final level, and I beat that boss, and it was awesome. Oh, I see some Fallout 3 Point Lookout dated. Fallout 3 developer Bethesda announced the release date for Point Lookout, the next round of downloadable content for their role-playing shooter. We now know that Point Lookout will drop on June 23rd, and then the next one will be Mothership Zeta. So, I had Operation Anchorage, and it was a waste of money. Didn't get the pit, didn't get Broken Steel, that's re or whatever it's called, that's Reverse Order. Now we're gonna have Point Lookout and Mothership Zeta. I might pick up one or two of these if they're good, and we'll see these up. But well, I've got Bionic Commando plus the arcade version, so Fallout 3 will wait. So this thing here, Trine. Let's see what Trine is. These are E3 news, people. And now the internet is broken. Thaddeus, repair it, please. Thaddeus, repair reparation. Go, do it now. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's our show. No, it's not. I've still got to do SmackDown tomorrow. This is gonna be too. This show is too long. Damn it. Okay, the internet is still broken, so I'm just gonna pause the recording so that I don't extend the show longer with me gibbering. Okay, so Trine just looks like some sort of game, so I don't care. What else have we got then? Yeah, I'm sort of getting bored with this, to be honest, and I'm sure you are. I only care about the Xbox stuff, you see. And when there's 46 pages to read through, I don't think that I want to continue. Stuff about Halo, I don't care about Halo. Teenage Mutant. Does anyone still care about those Ninja Turtle? Oh, wait, whoa. Nintendo takes Mario to the fourth dimension? That sounds good. Don't care about Assassin's Creed stuff, things. Lego Harry Potter. No one wants this at all, ever. Yeah. Mass Effect 2 images happen. Something about, stuff about MMA. Don't care. Stuff about, Crackdown 2. Different from the first one, unfortunately. I'd like to jump in the first one. BioShock novel revealed. Sci-fi book publisher Tor bring us a novel based on BioShock, and I thought we're having a movie as well. That's good. This is on the GameTrailers.com, I think we're now reading from. Yeah, and now I'm bored. So there you go, that's all of that. The Sims 3 leaked stuff. I don't care. We'll be back tomorrow with your, we're going to close the trap wrap. We'll also have the SmackDown review there. And I'll talk about the live album, if it has arrived, which it won't have. Thaddeus, say goodbye to all of our listeners for now. And that's it. Goodbye. Stuff things. Au revoir. Pour maintenant. Okay, it is now tomorrow. Once again, Thaddeus is with me. Say hello, Thaddeus. Indeed. And let's wrap it up real quick, because this is beginning to take too much length in this week's podcast. Way too many centimeters present. Okay, we'll get straight into SmackDown in about 30 seconds, but first, quick anecdote, and then we'll close with the dictionary. Anecdote is as follows. I was having some tea today with the buns. I like to have some buns, a little tray bake, with the little sprinkles on top, on the bun with sprinkles on it. Dipped it in my tea with sprinkles. I had sprinkles in my tea because I am better than you. Okay, tea with sprinkles for everyone. Now let's get straight into SmackDown. Did SmackDown get a new intro? I'm not sure. Maybe it was like a year ago. Okay, we've got like 30 ladders in and around the ring and up the ramp with two gigantic mega ladders on the stage. Ridiculously big ones there. More ladders than Jorge can shake a stick at. The cutting edge with Jeff Hardy happens. Fans all like Jeff, who is now up a ladder. Why didn't Tommy Dreamer get these pops? These fans are going crazy. Tommy Dreamer didn't get any of these craziness. These fans didn't like Tommy Dreamer this much when he was in his thing. And this angers me that they like Jeff more than Dreamer. He tries to talk. Please don't. You're not very good at the talking there. Edge pushes him off a ladder, and it would have been funny had he been hurt and couldn't be at the pay-per-view. Okay, John Morrison and Shelton Benjamin will be a good match, I said. It was some good back and forth, even in the early on. Very, very evenly matched, which I enjoyed. Beautiful tilt-a-whirl DDT from Morrison. Split-legged corkscrew moonsault for the win. Huzzah! Morrison! But the problem is that this move is... They're calling it Starship Pain, and that's a bad name. I enjoy that he's using it more than the Moonlight Drive, though, because he used to only use it rarely. Also, match was way too short. Needs more length with the centimeters. Then R-Truth, I don't care, but what I did say is his little song go, he raps his entrance and it goes, you can get with this or you can get with that, but you can get with this because this is where it's at. What's up? And the crowd shout what's up back at him, and they all just shout what's up at each other without anyone actually telling anyone else what is up or vertical. He has a match with Jericho. Also, Jericho can't get it quite in, so he slingshots him. Guy lands, Truth lands on the ropes, jumps down, Codebreaker in the middle of the air. Then some sort of rubbish happens for the next arm. We get straight to the main event. Rey Mysterio versus Edge. Champion versus champion. Evenly fought, which means that the IC title is almost worth as much as the world title, which is good, and I enjoy its push. Rey does a nice handspring on the steps, which is pretty cool near the start. I really want Rey to lose his mask. He bores me at this point. He's just getting stale. Quick pins and reversals happen. Need no excuse to let it all hang loose. Body's full of juice. Rising power happens when I'm listening to some AC/DC. Let's see. 619 happened. Edge hits the spear and he goes over. And Jeff Hardy beats up Edge with a ladder. The end. Now it's time for the Dictionary. And then we'll close with Trap Rap. And don't forget, video supplements coming in the coming weeks. Okay, we have the Dictionary, this week's entrant into the Dictionary. Let's have a look for our reference, please, opening the Dictionary. Scum! Because you're all inferior scum! Even you, Thaddeus, isn't that right? Indeed it is. And we'll see you all next week. Because we need to throw in some plugs real quick. Wheelie's World for We Talk Games and Trapdoor and then, yeah, all that stuff. Smart Wrestling fan and Video Game fan. Let's see, Logic on our site, Connor-Robinson.co.uk. Play some games there. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Buy our merch. Links to everything on the Dean Show. Blogspot.com. Say Thaddeus, say goodbye. Goodbye, and until next time, lol what?
The facts that will be presented are true. Trapdoor.
Someone's putting some shit on my mind.